guest in the studio, Tejas Johnny, who is part of an upcoming United Way Kite Festival that we want to talk about. Now, you're not officially with the United Way. You're with another organization partnering with the United Way. Tejas, explain.
Absolutely. For a Better Tomorrow is the nonprofit that has been owning the signature fundraiser for the last 3 years. It's a fairly young nonprofit. We've been doing this, like I said, for the last 3 years. The first year, it was at Grove Elementary School. We had about 300, 400 people come out, ended up raising about 10,000.
That's brilliant.
Last year, we had about 1,000 attendees from all community-wide. Everyone came out.
Pats on the back for successful event.
Thank you. And we ended up raising about 21,000. We're going bigger this year. We're trying to bring about just about everyone out there from the community. We are partnering with United Way. Bring in not only just the attendees and what have you, but we're also bringing, inviting nonprofits from our community to come join the fund. But not only that, let's talk about what do you guys do? Different nonprofits, this community is filled with them. Mm-hmm. We are all working so hard for a good cause. And I think the best way to support each other is to invite each other out to some of these events.
Get to know one another.
And provide a perfect platform to market that. Right?
The Kite event, Kite Fest 2016, Fly a Kite, Lift a Life, is on Sunday. Is this Sunday, June 26th, from 3 to 7 p.m.? And you need to register in advance or no?
So we've got tickets available.
Okay.
I've got physical tickets available.
Nice.
We also have tickets available online if you were to go to tiny.cc/kite16.
Okay, that's also complicated. We'll put up links.
We'll,
we can put it on Facebook.
That's what social media was meant for.
It's out on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can search on Facebook. Kite Fest 2016, and it should pull it right up.
Cool.
But do I need to bring a kite, or can I just come enjoy the event, or is it better if I bring a kite? What do we do?
You will get a kite as a part of your ticket.
Wow. Thank you.
That's so awesome. $10 for adults will include a kite, and you get access to the event. $7 for youth age 13 through 18 includes a kite. And kids below the age of 12 are for free.
Awesome. Will there be kite racing? Because I know this is a big event in other communities that haven't experienced it before.
Yeah, so I will go through the stuff. So we have kite pentathlon, if you will.
Okay.
And we're going to have 50-yard dash, kids running with kites in their hands, and all kinds of fun. We're going to open it up with a graffiti wall. First 50 families get to graffiti up the wall. We did this last year. It was great success. Everyone loved it, kids, adults, everyone.
That's right.
It was great, yeah. And we're going to have that canvas from last year for a display.
Cool.
And so that's how it's going to kick off. The Sweetwater Band is playing. We've got the dances.
It's a colorful and uplifting event for everybody involved.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, but the number one goal is to also bring some awareness through the United Way for Better Tomorrow, your organization. For people who don't know that organization, please explain it.
So For a Better Tomorrow focuses on helping global organizations and global nonprofits who are in need. We have three different projects that are taking place right now. They're in India. We're looking at expanding that out to different locations in the world. We're not only doing global work, but we're trying to do a lot more within our community. Youth Global Citizen Program, which is focused on high school kids and teaching them the basics of volunteerism, giving back, getting involved early, and what does it take to have a fundraiser? What does it take to help everyone understand what you're trying to do as a nonprofit if you were to grow up and support one or create your own? Mm-hmm. YICU, which is a youth recognition program that is just getting kicked off, coming up in October. So all of those things are going on. Plus, we're trying to partner with a lot of local nonprofits to not only support global, but also local.
Kite Fest 2016, you can learn more at forbettertomorrow.org and get tickets there. The United Way website. It's sponsored by State Farm Bank. It is this Sunday at Normal Community High School, and we'll have links up on our WBNQ Facebook page as we say thank you, Tejas, for coming in and telling us about Kite Fest.
Absolutely.
Because once you see one of these events, you will count the days until the next one, and we're excited to be a part of it here with WBNQ.
Thank you so much.